The title of the sermon is Coming Out. So my question, how many think it's as a gay person coming out, letting the world know you're gay? How many coming out? Is that what coming out is? Well, I'm going to change the definition for you all. Okay? I'm going to read the passage. It's from Matthew chapter 10, 24 through 39. And then I'm going to change that coming out to you to a whole new definition. A student doesn't get a better desk than her teacher. A laborer doesn't make more money than their boss. Be content, pleased even, when you, my students, my harvest hands, get the same treatment I get. If they call me the master, dung face, what can the workers expect? Don't be intimidated. Eventually, everything is going to be out in the open and everyone will know how things are going. So don't hesitate to go out, to go public. Don't be bluffed into silence by the threats of bullies. There's nothing they can do to your soul, your core being. Save your fear for God, who holds your entire life, body and soul, in God's hands. What's the price of a pet canary? Some loose change, right? And God cares what happens to even it more than you do. God pays even greater attention to you, down to the very last detail, even numbering the hairs on your head. So don't be intimidated by all this bulky talk. You're worth more than a million canaries. Stand up for me against world opinion. Stand up for me against the world's opinion, and I'll stand up for you before my Father in heaven. If you turn tail and run, do you think I'll cover for you? Don't think I've come to make life cozy. I've come to cut, make a sharp knife cut between son and father, daughter and mother, bride and mother-in-law, son and son-in-law, or groom and son-in-law. Cut through these cozy domestic arrangements and free you for God. Well-meaning family members can be your worst enemies. If you prefer father or mother over me, you don't deserve me. If you prefer son or daughter over me, again, you don't deserve me. If you don't go all the way with me through thick and thin, you don't deserve me. If your first concern is to look after yourself, you'll never find yourself. But if you forget about yourself and look to me, you'll find both yourself and me. Amen. Amen. The one that got me most is when Paul's, this is Matthew, so Jesus is talking, it says the master dung face. And I was like, what the heck is master dung face? So I, being the person I am, I thought I'd look it up. Dung signifies what is unclean, consequently evil and falsity. So I guess they thought Jesus was evil and false. So I had to, in case you don't know what dung face is, I thought I would... I didn't know either, so let's get it open to you. Huh?
Fake news.
Coming out. It's amazing everything that happens. I've come out long ago, so the world should know I'm gay. That's not something new. But there's this other coming out that I want to talk about. And it said in this passage, it says, so don't hesitate to go public now. How many times did you come out and let people know you're a Christian? I have an example from Wednesday night, because you know I went to the Braves game. Well, there was this group on this ramp, because I had to go up 48 steps because the road was closed. And then they had the sloping ramp, which added roughly 1,500 steps to our walk. Yeah, I know, it was a long night. But I went anyway. But there's a group there, and this Meredy, the friend I went with, went around them, and I was just walking slowly because I had a rail, and I was hanging on, so I didn't have to use a cane so much. And I was just tired, and he came up and said, hey, you know, and I says, and he gave me the pamphlet and said something about being saved or something. And I said, you need to take this back because I know I'm already saved. I know I'm 100% loved by God. I hope you feel the same. And he smiled and said, have a great day. I came out as what? Christian. I came out because God loved me. I share God's love and made sure they knew. I'm 100% loved by God. Nothing's taken away, but give that to someone who might need that. Because I don't. I know I'm loved by God. Isn't that hard sometimes? Sometimes, you know, things happen. It's like, well, if God loved me, that wouldn't have happened. No, wait. Any part of that happened is some from the decisions you made? That free will gets you in more trouble than you think. Yeah, I know. Y'all laughing. It's like, yeah, but it does get you in more trouble than you think. And I'm one. I wish we could have music. I would give you all sorts of music. But on the way in on Sundays, I try my darndest to listen to, I have Pandora. And they have an Amy Grant channel. So I pull that up and listen to it. And I've mentioned it before because Carrie Underwood always sings the Rock of Salvation. And I change it to God's Love instead of God's, you know, Jesus sacrifice. No, it's, you know, God's Love instead of sacrifice because it works much better because of the blood. No, it's because the blood could happen. But you say it was on this morning by Lauren Daigle. And I thought, well, that's pretty good. Because the first paragraph is all I'm going to read because it's what we all do. Because we all fight voices in our head that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and low? Remind me once again just who I am because I need to know. We are a sum of our highs and lows. But we have 100% of God's love. During the highs and the lows. During the highs, do you say, praise God that he's had a touch on you? And that's how come you're high? And when you're low, have you prayed to God? Dear God, help me. Give me the strength. For those that are still in the closet, remember, God is here 100% loving you. Come out and share what? God's love with the world. If that means being who you are, be proud of it. Because God made you exactly who you are. Don't hide it under a shell. Because that's not what God wants. God wants you to share your love and your being just as it's been made and created by you with the world. And then I pulled up several songs. One of the songs that I loved so much when I was growing up and I related to is if you've never heard Simon and Garfunkel sing, I Am a Rock, that one right there is just kind of, you know, here's this rock. What is it? I'll read the lyrics. On a winter's day in a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I'm a rock. I'm an island. How many of you are separating yourself from the world around you? How many of you have that part of you hidden away you don't want people to know about? Come on out, people. God loves you, so will the other world. You're not a rock. You're not an island. But it goes, because here's how we did that. How do we become an island and a rock? I built raw walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have separated myself. That's how we ended up there. But we do, and it goes on to say, I have no need for friendship because friendship causes pain. It's laughter and loving I disdain. I'm a rock. I'm an island. No, folks. It's laughter and love we shouldn't disdain. We should enjoy. It's life at its best. When that child came along today and said he had the book, it was hilarious. I loved it. He loved his friends so much, he wanted to make sure that they saw the book he talked about. So he ran over there to show, I got my book, I got my hand, let me show you. What love and happiness. We need that every so often because so much is what? We reframe some things. That's what we do, isn't it? We build that wall up. Oh no, we shouldn't let people see this side of us. But I've heard the words before. It's slipping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I'm a rock. I'm an island. You start out with a family and you are loved. At least I pray every child is loved or has someone that's filled them with love. Because they need that to help what grow and realize that the world, what a graceful place it would be if it was full of love all the time. If we could feel the love, if we could take and commit ourselves to coming out to the world and the public and say, I am loved by God right where I'm at. Would you like to know how to do that? Because you're loved too. You just have to what? Recognize it. You have to turn around from what you're doing. That's repent. And say, oh, wow, God loves me unconditionally.
Whoa.
Accept it. Know it. It never changes no matter what you do. God is always there waiting for you to turn around and acknowledge God's love for you. Oh, wow. Yeah. Now get a helicopter. Hang on, I gotta look. Ah, I missed it. It's in the trees. It's a medical one. Anyway. Sorry, it's like a fire truck. If it went by, I'd go look for it too. It's just these things you do when you're a kid. Oh boy, that's a fire truck. Yeah, I still do it. Helicopters were rare back then too, so. Oh yeah, back to I'm a rock and I'm an island. I have my books, my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. But folks, that's no way to live. You don't want to live alone, knowing that no one loves you at all. You are 100% loved by God. Come out in the open. Let the world know you are loved by God. Someone comes up and says, I am happy. They say, I'm always happy. It's like, hey, I'm loved by God. Here, I'll back up. I am still happy and happy, even though I have a brace here, and another brace back there. I went to the Braves game with all three of those on. Why? Because I knew God was on my side. God would give me the strength to enjoy that game, to celebrate my pride as a gay person at a ball game. I loved it. God wants us to what? Accept that love, to grasp it with all our hands and hold on tight, to read God's word, go to Bible study when it comes back up on Monday nights. Study God's word because he's going to keep coming back and slapping you inside the face saying, hey, I love you. When are you going to listen to me? So it's amazing what God does. So when you think about this verse, remember that Amy Grant has one. What's love got? What's love for? Sometimes we make it harder than it is. We'll take a perfect night and fill it with words we don't mean. Dark side, sides between unseen. Hang on. Oh, that's much better. Hang on. All right. Sometimes you need your glasses. Sometimes we make it harder than it is. We'll take a perfect night and fill it with words we don't mean. Dark sides best unseen. And we wonder why we're feeling this way. That's what brings us down, isn't it? When we forget the love God's filled us with, we bring ourselves down. Sometimes I wonder if I really feel the same. Why we can be unkind, questioning the strongest of hearts. That's when we must start believing in the one thing that has gotten us this far. That's what love is for, to help us through it. That's what love is for. Nothing else can do it. Melt your defenses. Bring us back to our senses. Give us strength to try once more. Baby, that's what love is for. Sometimes I see and I don't know you know why I'm there. And I'm washed away by emotion I hold down deep inside. Getting stronger with time. It's living through the fire and holding on. We find that that's what love is for. To help us through it. That's what love is for. Nothing else can do it. Melt your defenses. All those walls you build up, they come tumbling down. Because that's what love is for. Bring us back to our senses. Give us the strength to try once more and know that that's what love is for. God loves us 100%. And I'm so grateful God does. Please. Fill your heart with God's love. Read the word. Remind yourself that you're uniquely and wonderfully made in the image of God. God created you, filled you with his love, and wants you to prosper. Stop holding yourself back. Stop building the walls. You can do it. And if you can't, reach out to us, and we will hug you and help you feel that love. I hope love fills you throughout this week. In your precious son's name, amen.